Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
I made love with my boyfriend last night. I was a virgin. Still, I didn't bleed. Is that normal?
Yes, many women don't notice any bleeding when they first have vaginal intercourse. Vaginal bleeding from first intercourse typically occurs when a woman's hymen tears. The hymen is a thin layer of tissue that covers part of a woman's vaginal entrance. Although the tissue itself is thin, it is filled with blood vessels, which is why tearing the hymen can lead to bleeding. Among women who notice bleeding when they first have sex, some notice only a small amount of bleeding and others notice a significant amount. However, some girls aren't born with much hymen tissue at all, and so when they're older and have vaginal intercourse for the first time, they don't notice much bleeding, if they notice any at all. Other times, girls are born with a typical amount of hymen, but the hymen tears during childhood or adolescence without them even realizing it. A young woman may tear her hymen while masturbating if she inserts her fingers or another object into her vagina. Also, a young woman may tear her hymen while being fingered by her partner as part of sex play. Even tampon use may help to wear away parts of the hymen over time. In other words, there are several reasons why women may not notice any bleeding during their first sexual intercourse, but that doesn't mean that they weren't a virgin. I hope this is helpful.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential, or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question:
I never achieve an orgasm while masturbating. Is there something wrong with me?
Most women are capable of experiencing orgasm from some type of stimulation or another, so it is unlikely that you're completely unable to do so. In fact, it is quite common for women to find that learning to orgasm is a process and one that takes time, patience, and practice. Boys commonly begin masturbating around the time that they reach puberty, give or take a year. Girls, on the other hand, may begin masturbating at a wider range of ages. Many young women begin masturbating as teenagers or young adults, and so it's no wonder that it takes a while to learn to orgasm if one is less familiar, or rather newly familiar, with their body's sexual response. Pressure gets in the way of some women learning to orgasm, too. Often, women will pressure themselves or feel pressured by a partner to orgasm, which, not surprisingly, often leads to women pretending to have an orgasm when they're with a partner. Even in masturbation, with no partner present, some women feel pressured to climax. And yet pressure and being overly focused on orgasm can make it difficult for a woman to relax and enjoy the way that her body responds to stimulation. And that relaxation is key, at least as a starting place to learn to orgasm. Usually orgasm is helped along if a woman is feeling relaxed, sexually aroused or interested, and able to pay attention and be open to enjoying the physical sensations that her body is experiencing. You may find it helpful to learn more about women's bodies and sexual response. I'm not sure how it is that you're self-pleasuring, but you might spend some time exploring your body without any intention or pressure to orgasm and see what feels good. Some women enjoy direct stimulation of their glans clitoris, the part of the clitoris that's above the vaginal entrance at the 12 o'clock position. Others prefer vaginal stimulation and at different parts within the vagina. And while hand stimulation is enjoyed by some women, others find that using a vibrator or other sex toy delivers the type of stimulation that makes sexual play more pleasurable or orgasmic. There are many paths to orgasm and also many issues that make it difficult for women to experience orgasm right away. You might find the book Becoming Orgasmic to be of help as you explore your body in pleasurable and potentially orgasmic ways. You can learn more about this book and others like it on our website.
Dr. Debbie Herbenick is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.